Hey, Shalom Aleichem, good evening. Around 10 days ago, on Shabbos, I challenged the members of Beis Tefillah. Actually, it wasn't the members, it was the people who were davening there that particular Shabbos. Actually, it wasn't the people who were davening there, it was the people who stayed for the drasha. Actually, it wasn't the people who stayed for the drasha, it was the people who were listening to the drasha. So I said to those couple of people, we talked about Amelus Petorah, Chukosai, what does Amelus mean, why is it so important, why is that such an essential part of learning, the difference between a Funtzara Agra and Amelus Petorah. And then I said, and I challenged everyone, and I said, go tell the people who are not here also, everyone should make a Cheshbon HaNefesh from now at least till Shavuos. Everyone should make a Cheshbon HaNefesh about their own personal Amelus Petorah, if they can be doing more, they could be spending more time or hazarding more, whatever their particular Amelus happens to be. Everyone should make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. And I said that I would start getting on people's cases, and that's my Achrayus, and I'll be in touch with everyone. I didn't yet. Tonight's like the opening shot, like the Fort Sumter of the Civil War. This is the opening shot of that, the Miftzah, we'll call it. And, Rav Yitzchak, thank you so much for coming. I sort of guaranteed results. I did say that Ramat Beit Shemesh is arguably the largest concentration in Eretz Israel of English-speaking Balabatim who struggle and their wives struggle with Kviyas Itum LaTorah and Amelus BaTorah and Steiging in Torah. And this is a struggle, and yes, Rabbi Yitzchak to come and to inspire the Olam. And Yitzchak Hashem, the Olam will be inspired, and Rabbi Yitzchak Yishuv Mechayel El Koyel, and from this schus to many more schusim of our Batzos Torah. The impetus of tonight, though, as Chazal tells us, Hakol Min HaIsha, the impetus of tonight came from the women. The women were looking for something tziburi, mega, major tziburi, to do for a schus to Shai Yisholem Ben Malka Gittel. Time goes on, and he needs a refuah. It does not need a nez goloi at this point. It does not need a nez goloi. And so, we're looking for things. The women in particular are always doing things in l'schus, etc. And they wanted to make some sort of major, something like this that we have tonight. Wasn't clear what Indian was. I hijacked the idea, and I said, before Shmuis, I hijacked the idea for the union of Chizuk and Kviyasitum LaTorah. The community, the Tzibur, not just Beis Tefillah, other shuls, other communities, the community of Ramat Beit Shemesh and other places are concerned, are involved, and if we as a community could be inspired and taka just do something extra. What does it mean? It's l'schuso. I don't know. I always say I'm not Hashem's accountant, so I'm not sure how these things work. But certainly, the intention of tonight is that a chizuk in the union of Talmud Torah, mitzad the men and mitzad the women, should be for schus, for refuas hanefesh, for refuas haguf.
I was about to say Rishus Mar the Astro, but it's a lot more than Rishus. You sort of schlep me here.
Okay.
you know, the tzura of a Jew today, the tzura of a serious Talmud Chacham today is generally assumed to be someone who's learning day and night. And those that aren't, you know, guess they didn't make it. Sort of second class citizens in the yeshiva world. I was actually sharing with the Kehillah this week. I was reading another one of the works of Shamshon Fol Hirsch. Of course, his Torah Derech Eretz. This is a Hebrew version of it, and it was put out by the Hebrew publisher, by a publisher who's very much part of the yeshiva world and does toe the party line. And he saw it necessary to put a little footnote there and say, we all understand this was a Horaz Shah in Germany. This was something that was out of necessity. Of course, no one really believes that the Tachlis is Torah Derech Eretz. And I stopped and thought. There's a whole debate in the Poskim of whether or not it is permissible to take money for one's learning. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos goes out of his way to attack the Rabbanim that make a living from their learning. An attack. The Rambam in the Yad does the same, doesn't attack, but he says it's not the right thing. The Tashbetz disagrees with the Rambam, 5 chukas in a row. And the Rambam brings both ways. The Rambam brings both opinions. So the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha in two places. Says that even though the ideal is Yofe Torin Derech Eretz, because Yegi Shneim Ashkatas Olam, the best thing is to be an all-around person, because your Amel is in everything you do together. Will keep you away from sin. However, if someone knows that he's just not going to be able to be a Talmud Chacham if he works, so for him everyone would agree that he's allowed to take something of a stipend, allow himself to be supported. One of the points made by the Tashbetz himself is that there's a famous letter of the Rambam where he thanks his brother for supporting him for years while the Rambam sat and learned. Of course, his Bir Halacha justifies the world of the Kolel. But what's it saying? It's saying that Kolel is the Horaz Shah. It's saying that the ideal is for a Jew to be independent, for a Jew to be working and to learn. And according to the Rambam, what does that mean? It means that you work as much as necessary to make a living, and the rest of the day and night you sit and learn, because every Jew has got to know Kol HaTorah Kula. Every Jew has got to be a major Talmud Chacham. So I hope things are being put in the right perspective. I do not see myself addressing a group of losers. This is the tzura of Klal Yisrael over the generations, including, as the Rambam points out, Dolei Yisrael, Matikei Ashmua, the Tanoim and Amoroim, not to mention Rishonim, all the way down to Dolim in the generation before the Holocaust. Dolly Yisrael. The whole concept of kol is not so old. So yes, correct. Practically speaking, for one to be a major Talmud Chacham in this day and age, I know it's only, what are we, two generations away. For some reason, then it was possible. Then it was possible. Today it's not so practical to become a Gadol unless one literally learns day and night. With all the biographies of Gadol Yisrael coming out, it seems that the theme these days is endless hasmad, is learning day and night, learning and nothing but learning. So it doesn't seem practical, and therefore if Kol Yisrael is to have G'dayli Torah being produced, there's definitely a need for the Kol system. But every Jew has a responsibility to make sure that he's got the time to learn. He's got to make the time. So I would like to discuss a little bit about what Talmud Torah is supposed to be. I don't mean what it is that you're supposed to be learning, but what it is that Talmud Torah is supposed to do for you. We find in the Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem a discussion. Torah is, what is bigger? Is Limud Gadol or is Maisa Gadol? What's bigger? Learning about what to do, or actually carrying it out? What's the Gemara's Maskana? Says the Gemara, Limud is bigger because it's Mehi Lidei Maisa. Pashtus, what it means is, if you don't learn, you're not going to know what to do. So Rashi explains, makes no difference which is theoretically bigger. In practice, you have to learn, in which case you'll be fulfilling learning, and you'll also know what to do, so it'll bring you to do. So practically speaking, it's irrelevant which is really bigger. Practically speaking, you've got to learn, because that way you're going to fulfill both. That's Rashi's sheet. The Rambam doesn't seem to learn that way. The Rambam has a different translation, it's a bit cryptic, but a different translation of what it means that Talmud is Gadol. So the Rambam writes, Ein lecha mitzvah b'chol ha-mitzvahs kulin shishkula keneged Talmud Torah. El Talmud Torah keneged kol ha-mitzvahs kulin. There is no mitzvah that is greater than Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is keneged all the mitzvahs. I mean, that's a lashon we know from our Talmud Torah keneged kulin that we say every morning. Says the Rambam, Shatalmud mevi l'dei maisa. Lefika hatalmud koydam l'maisa b'chol mokam. Now, the Rambam started off by saying the Torah is so much bigger than everything else. The Torah is bigger than all of maisa. And then he explains, why is it? Because Talmud is mevi l'dei maisa. It would sound like the Rambam is now retracting and telling us that the reason why you're supposed to learn is because it brings the day Maisa, but the goal is Maisa. Darm began by saying that Torah is intrinsically bigger. It outweighs all the mitzvahs. And then he explains why, because it gets you to do the mitzvahs. Which means the goal is fulfillment of the mitzvahs. What does the Rambam mean? What does the Rambam mean? Is Torah bigger? Is Maisa bigger? What exactly did the Gemara mean to say in its Maskana? The Rambam at the beginning of Yom Kippur Torah talks about the chiv of learning. And he brings the pasuk, V'limatem osam es b'neichem, is the mitzvah to teach your children. And the Rambam really begins Yom Kippur Torah with the halachas of teaching your children. Then the Rambam gives another mitzvah, v'shinantam levanecha, which chazal darshan elu atalmidim. It is a mitzvah not only to teach your children, but there's a mitzvah to teach anybody else too. Mitzvah to teach your talmidim. So the Rambam asks, once there's a mitzvah, v'shinantam levanecha, what do you need a mitzvah of If there's a chiyuv to teach everybody, why do we need a special mitzvah to teach your children? Says the Rambam, to teach us that your children come first. Your first responsibility in Talmud Torah is to teach your children. Then to teach everybody else. And by the way, the Rambam brings the Gemara. That the same way that there's a kedima of special mitzvah to teach your children, the same goes for teaching your grandchildren. You teach your grandchildren before you teach strangers. But then the Rambam says another thing. Misho olimdo oviv. If someone wasn't taught by his father, it's the first thing. That means the Rambam is telling us, and this is the Lashon of the Gemara. If your father taught you already, then you know it all. In other words, what was that mitzvah of limatim osan es b'neichem? That was a mitzvah to teach your children kol ha-Torah kula. Says the Rambam, you weren't so fortunate. Your father didn't teach you kol ha-Torah kula. In that case, chayiv lamed es atzmo kishiyaki. So you have to go teach yourself. As soon as you understand that, you've got to teach yourself. By the way, a very interesting perspective. The Rambam doesn't say you have to learn, you have to teach yourself. You have to teach yourself. It means the way you learn is like you're talking to someone else. You're teaching yourself, checking yourself. Do you understand? Did you hear what you just said? Says the Rambam, "Mechena v'notzeh b'chol mokam." Now, what is the pasuk? "Ulmatem osam v'shmartem lasosam." You learn, and then you'll be careful to do. Says the Rambam, "Mechena v'notzeh b'chol mokam." Shatalmud kodol lemaisah. They shatalmud meilu lemaisah, and lemaisah meilu leTalmud. The Rambam saw it necessary over here already to mention the Talmud is meilu lemaisah because that's what the pasuk that tells us that you have to teach yourself. What is that pasuk saying? You have to teach yourself so that you'll do. Says the Rambam, because Talmud is mevili de mais. Whereas mais is not mevili de Talmud. Why was there a need to mention that? So I'd like to share with you an idea. And it basically comes from a careful reading of the Rambam's introduction to Perish HaMishnayis. The Sages wrote. The Rambam towards the end, the 8th Perek, talks about the purpose of all existence. That Rambam's a classic. It says it's the same way that for a human being, there's no such thing as a human being doing something without a purpose. Everything's got a purpose. You know, even if you twiddle your thumbs, it's because you're bored, you're nervous, so there's a purpose to it. So, too, or certainly, anything Hashem created must have a purpose. Therefore, we've got to study the purpose of everything. And the Rambam concludes the purpose of all of existence is for the sake of man. The purpose of all existence is for the sake of man. For our sake, the proof being we utilize everything. We have learned to utilize everything that exists. The Rambam goes on, so what's the purpose of man? And the Rambam says, in order to determine the purpose of man, we have to see what makes us different from everything else. There are animals that run faster than us. There are animals that are stronger than us. For anything that the human being does, there's some creature that does it and does it better. What is it that the human beings got over the rest of existence? Says the Rambam, obviously intelligence. We must therefore conclude that the purpose of man's existence is Chochmah. Chochmah. What is Chochmah? The Rambam explains it's to be able to read and define realities as they are. To define things properly. To understand the place and purpose of everything. To get every message properly. So the Rambam asks, sort of, he's coming to answer the question. Okay, so that's the case. Let the Jews study and study and study and study. But in terms of behavior, why is that part of the package? If the purpose is Chochmah, if the purpose is wisdom, so let him enhance his intelligence. But why are there so many mitzvahs? Why are there halachas? Let it be that we should be immersed in our study, And then go off and do what you feel like. Says the Rambam. Because then where is your wisdom? What will happen to the wisdom of the human being? Wisdom is that which elevates us from the beast. If you're an academic, but your behavior is like that of a beast, then you're a beast. You're not a chochem. Not a wise man. Let's understand what the Rambam is saying. According to the Rambam, the tachlis is chokhmah. That means the purpose. The purpose is wisdom. In terms of the Gemara's question of is it Talmud that's gadol or is it Maisa that's gadol, the Rambam is making it very clear there. The end result, what is it that we're looking for? We're looking for wisdom. We're looking for wisdom. The human being lives, his whole life is one big quest for wisdom, to enhance his intelligence. So what's with all the mitzvahs? What is this wisdom that we're studying? What is chokhmah? What is chokhmah? You know, for natural sciences, understand the human psyche, psychology, physics. No, there's something greater. The Rambam says the highest level of chokhmah is understanding Yichudo Yisbarach, the oneness of Hashem. Now, exactly what this oneness of Hashem is, it's a deep philosophical idea. The Rambam does mention the basic idea in his translation of Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem Echad. That the Rambam says is the deepest level. And we understand that all of Torah is pointing at that. It's understanding the place of everything that exists. It's understanding what intelligent behavior in any given situation is supposed to be. Intelligent, keeping in mind the fact that there's a creator, that there was purpose in everything he created, that there's purpose in every situation he subjects us to. That all of our experiences are God-given, and they call for a wise reaction. This is what wisdom is supposed to be giving us. An understanding of all of that. So obviously, if you're wise, if you've studied, if you understand, but you're not practicing. So as the Rambam says, are you wise? Well, what are we talking about? We're talking about some academic exercise. We're talking about memorizing volumes. We're talking about mind games, calculations. We're talking about becoming wise. Becoming wise means more and deeper understanding of reality. Understanding life, understanding yourself. Finding truth, among other things. Being able to be objective about your own self. It's interesting, the Rambam says the tachlis is chokhmah. The Mesillas Yesharim tells us that the tachlis is connecting to Hashem by way of perfecting our midos. Are they arguing? Are they arguing? The Rambam tells us the same way a chokhmah, a wise man, is different when you discuss something intelligent with him, so too, he's different in the way he behaves. And the Rambam goes on to describe the midos of the Talmud Chacham. Chachma, wisdom. Wisdom is to understand just how silly it is. How self-destructive it is. To be impatient. To lose your temper. to shout in your own family, to be unpleasant to everyone around you. It's not just, oh, you don't have good midos. The Rambam says it. The Rambam, in the mitzvah of Ahalas Debedrakav, as he puts it, which is perfecting one's midos. The Rambam says, one whose midos are perfect, why do we call him a chacham? He's wise. He's wise. We're not talking about being good, we're talking about being wise. Yeah, it's silly. It's silly. Not only wrong, but silly to be selfish. A wise man understands the beauty of sharing. That's wisdom. And the same goes for every one of the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are teaching us all about life. The place of everything in life. The tachlis is wisdom. Sure. But how can we measure how wise you are? By your behavior. Because if you claim to know something, but it's not reflected in your behavior, then you obviously don't know it. It hasn't sunk it in. You obviously don't know it. Now, the definition of wisdom in Judaism is integrated wisdom. It's wisdom that transforms you. So getting back to the Rambam, when the Rambam says that there's no mitzvah that comes close to Talmud, of course, the tachlis, the perfect, the end, the purpose and end result of all is being wise. Maaseh, behavior, is something that comes as a result of it. But not only is it something that comes as a result of it, it's a barometer. It's letting you know that you really are wise. But it's nothing other than an extension of your wisdom. And the tachlis is your wisdom. So that if you follow the crowd and do mitzvahs, because that's what you were told to do, but you never really learned. You never really got into it. You never really absorbed it all. You're lacking. You're lacking. The Rambam speaks in Pirshei Mishnayos about Lo Amaretz Chosid, where if you claim to be Chosid, someone who does things even for extra credit, but you don't really know anything. What are you? What are you? It's shallow. You're not the Chacham. You're not the Chacham. What is called Chassidus. It's another level. It's a deeper level of Chachma. One who wants to go the extra mile because he has a greater appreciation for it. But that's not where it's coming from. Where are you? Yes, Talmud is Gadol. Because it's made with a Maisa. What does that mean? What it means is that Maisa is not something that stands on its own. Maisa is that which comes by way of Chochmah. In short, what the Rambam is telling us is that the purpose in life is to become wise. And become wise means to transform oneself. By learning and understanding Torah Hashem and recognizing, yeah, this is right. Every time you learn a sukkah, every time you learn a mitzvah, every time you learn a halacha, learning it comes to a real understanding, you say, wow, this is right. And you feel it. Now you got it. Now you live it. This is really the tachlis of learning. Learning is supposed to transform one. We are the Am Chacham Minovon. We are the people that is special because of its intelligence. Am Chacham Minovon. Everything we do is Chacham. Chazal tell us you're supposed to make your Torah Kva and your Malacha Arai. Eureka is your learning and your pranasa is secondary. How many hours do you spend on your pranasa? Well, whatever it calls for. So what happens if you've got a pranasa that takes up so much of your time, you're left with just a small amount of time for learning? It's a matter of a mindset. It's really a matter of a mindset. No, Torah in Derech Eretz is not a Horaz Shah. Torah in Derech Eretz is actually the norm. But today we live in a time where there's a need. There's a Horaz Shah for Kailim, for people to become big, because we don't know how to become big if you don't learn day and night, literally. But for those who are doing the norm doesn't mean you pay your dues and you come to some shiur at night when you're half asleep and feel like you're doing someone a favor. It means you live to become wiser. Your mind focus is to become wiser. And whatever time you can learn, you cherish that time and take from it whatever you can, because you know this is what's transforming you. And it's your learning that gives you the proper perspective on everything you're doing in the entire day. Whatever it is that you do for a living, and whatever it is that you're involved in the community, with your family, it's a Torah that's supposed to change you. For women, the Rambam begins by telling us, the Gemara says, Limatam osim es b'neichem, v'lo es b'noseichem. The mitzvah is to teach your sons, not your daughters. As far as the woman's role in Torah, got to be careful how you talk today, because there are all sorts of ruchos, zoros blowing out there. The way the Rambam and others describe women does not match today's woman. The women of old, they may have been very wise, but they certainly were not intellectual. The average woman was illiterate. And over the generations, that was really so. I mean, women didn't necessarily read Hebrew altogether. Certainly didn't know how to translate it, even if they could read it. And thus, you know, you have the Tzenerenes, you have your Yiddish collection of stories, of Bible stories, the Yiddish ones, the Ladino ones, what it is that women got. But essentially they spent their day taking care of chores. In the olden days that was really a full-time job. The world has changed. Perhaps those who speculate, or those who speculate so. You know, the world is changing. We're on the way to Tikkun Olam. We're on the way to Yemos HaMashiach. Women are not only wise, whether or not they're as wise as their ancestors were, who knows? But they're definitely so much more sophisticated. You know, if a woman can get herself a master's or a doctorate or both, or a few of them, but when it comes to Talmud Torah, we say she's potter. Something's not right. Something's not right. We respect and recognize the intellectual abilities of a woman when it comes to every area of life except for Torah. That cannot be. Women have to learn. Women have to be wise. The problem is that when Torah Sheba'al Peh was written down, it was formulated into what we call, what we know now, as Shas. It was written by men for men in a very manly fashion, where everything is mashal. Cases that are supposed to transmit all sorts of theoretical ideas. And a true study of Gemara is so detached from the literal meaning of anything there. It's all conception. It's all conceptual. We never envision, we never imagine what the Gemara is talking about. We're talking theory, we're looking right for the principle, which seems to be a man's way of doing things. Detached. It's not necessarily so appropriate for women, and Chazal say it can be turned into tiflus. And yes, there's plenty of feminist literature out there that is taking Gemaras literally, and of course, scorning them and showing how inappropriate they are, how out of touch they are. Where if those women who wrote the books would know how to learn, they'd realize that what they're saying is totally off. So as far as the material, there's plenty in Torah Shebiksav, and there are plenty of good books out there today. Without picking up a Gemara, there is plenty to learn. There is absolutely no reason why a Jewish woman who is capable of studying everything on earth should not know much about her Judaism, or her knowledge and understanding of Judaism should be on a primitive level. I mean, face it, our kids in the Beis Yaakovs and the seminaries, our girls, they learn quite a bit. They know a lot. No one accuses them of being feminists. So, there's no excuse for women not wanting to learn, not wanting to know, and not finding the time, as difficult as it may be, to learn. But even more so, because of the structure of the home, there's no question that the level of ruchnius in the home, of meaning in the home, of intelligence in the home, is going to be determined by just how much chokhmah the husband father absorbs. Chazal tell us, Dvar HaNeviah was actually married to Baruch, and Baruch was an Amoritz. And what did she do? She wanted to get him to learn. Amoritz doesn't just mean that bin mikre, it just so happened to be that he didn't learn. It's something of a personality. He wasn't the learner, but she wanted him to learn. So in those days, how do you get someone to learn? You send him to the Mishkan. That's where the Levim were. Yoram Mishpatech Yaakov, they're the ones that were teaching. So she made wicks for the Mishkan, for the menorah in the Mishkan. She made wicks. And kept sending him to deliver the wicks. And every time he went to deliver the wicks, of course, he was affected by the B'nai Levi. And it became bigger and bigger and bigger. And she became greater and greater and greater, until she became the Gadol HaDor. Bishoftes Yisrael, she sat on the Torah Devar and she answered all the shaylas. She was the Gadol HaDor. How did she get there? By getting her husband to learn. You know, Chazal tell us, learning Torah is a matana. Understanding learning, certainly retaining it, is a gift. It's called matana. Yagato matsoso. If you work hard, you'll find it. It is the yigiyah, it is the toil, that is mezaka you in Hashem's goodness, and He gives you the chokhmah. So there are different ways of toiling. There's amelis b'torah, and men have to do that. And then there's another toil, and that's the toil of a woman. Chazal say, seem to it that her husband learns. I would hope she uses the right kind of seichel of getting him to learn without upsetting the shalom bias, and on the contrary, building it in the process. Her toil will make the home wiser and her wiser. every bit of sacrifice she makes, and seeing to it that her husband is there learning, despite the fact that she needs him at home. That's part of a yigiyah. That's part of a toil that merits one wisdom, and certainly one's home, and makes one great. Varnaviya became the Godel Ador that way. Torah's the Iker, it's the goal. It's what we live for. We live to be wise. We live to be members of the Am Chochem B'Novel. And yes, every bit of learning, whatever it is, transforms you. It is aligning your brain cells with the Ratzon Hashem, with divine wisdom. It's getting you to think the way the Borei Olam thinks. And that will then filter through to absolutely every aspect of your life. One who learns, thinks, he's intelligent, and he lives intelligently. Yes, and he'll recognize that it's beneath him. It's beneath him to lose his temper. It's silly. It's hurting oneself. He'll make a cheshbon. Recognizing how so many things that we tend to do are destructive. Why do human beings do things that are destructive? They realize what they're doing to themselves and yet they continue to do them. Because they're living without thinking. Physically, spiritually, living without thinking. Talmud Torah means involving yourself in the world of thinking. You use your brain, you learn to use your brain. You do align it with the Ratzon Hashem and become bigger. I would hope that the more a husband learns, the better a husband he's going to be. And if it didn't work, then something's wrong. He's not learning enough. It's got to transform you. Always remarked, there's a bracha you make on a Talmud Chacham, Talmud Chacham of Chazal, someone who knows everything there is to know. He's able to answer you in everything. Afilu Masechta Derecheres. There's a bracha you make, Asher Cholak Michachmoso Liyareiv, who shared in part of his wisdom. He shared of his wisdom with those who fear him. We do not find that there's a prerequisite that this Talmud Chacham be a Yirei Shamayim. What if it's somebody that can answer halacha b'chol makom, but he happens not to be a Yirei Shamayim? You can still make that bracha on him. It doesn't say not. But the bracha is Hashachol b'chach masal Yirei. Where's his Yirei Shamayim? It cannot be. It cannot be unless there's some real aberration, the exceptions that we find. It cannot be. It cannot be we've never had Gedolei Yisrael that weren't Bali Nidos. How come? How come? How come? We haven't found that all Gedolei Yisrael learn Musar. Especially the great Masmidim who don't have the time to pick up a Musar safe. Well, what made them? What made them not only great Talmidei Chachamim, but so Moser Nefesh for the Tzibur to find the time and patience despite their Hasmada, to find the time and patience for every Yosem and Almana to raise money, to hear of their plight, to cry with them, to care, to carry on their shoulders all the personal problems of Jews. How come? Where'd they get it from? Where'd they get it from? What does it? Hamor Shebo, the light in Torah. What is that light? Divine wisdom, Chochma. A Chochma is one who cares. Chochma tells you. Chochma tells you. There's another Jew suffering. I can't write him off. A Chochma appreciates that he can make a difference. He understands that if Hashem puts you in a position where You're subjected to the suffering of others. It must be for a reason. He understands that be callous, be cold, is sick, is wrong. It's chokhmah. So here we are before Shavuos. Hashem gives us a new opportunity annually. He's willing to give us another chance to be makabel Torah if we didn't do it before, or if we did it before, another level of Kabbalah's Torah. He does this every single year, the way He created times. It's there year after year after year. Another opportunity. Recognize as a Jew, you want to be wise. Our goal in life is to be chochem v'novam. Do you ever walk into the old folks home and see what's doing there? And yeah, there are couples that are older. And you see the difference. There are couples that are still bickering. They're 90 years old and they're still bickering. Aren't they embarrassed? Aren't they embarrassed? They're still bickering? They haven't grown up! 90 years, they haven't grown up! They're married for 60 years, they haven't grown up! Listen, if you don't start when you're young, what do you think you remain? What do you think happens? It doesn't change. It doesn't change. I'll tell you something else, and this is what's so much scary. So much more scary. So you get up there to Olam Haba. On what level are you going to appreciate it? What if you never matured Cholila? What if you never absorbed wisdom? What if you were never transformed? What are you going to do? You're going to deal with Olam Haba. On the level of what? What kelim are you going to have to be able to digest Olam Haba? The couple that bickers at 90. I wonder what their Olam Haba is going to look like. Talmud Torah transforms. Our goal in life is to be bigger and bigger. Be wiser and more understanding. To understand every element in life. You want it, you need it. Husbands, wives. Of course, for your children you want the best. You want to be big. You want to be small. Do you want to be big? Do you want to be intelligent? Or do you want to remain immature? Now, it all depends on the Talmud Torah. That's what does it. That's what does it. Yes, Talmud is maybe the way nice. The Talmud changes, it transforms you. Of course, it's the goal. That's what it's all about. So whatever you do in life, regardless of how much time you've got to dedicate to your parnasa, you want to learn and learn and learn whenever you can. And you have to be intelligent of the way you divide your time and make sure that it's not only that you have one Seder, but there are different times during the day that you can take even a 15-minute break, a 10-minute break. How about aside from whatever you do, how about a perek of Navi every day? How's that? How about two Mishnayos every day? And Chazar at the end of the week, so that you don't just forget everything. How about a few halachas every day? Every day. Kol ha'shoyin halachas b'chol yom is a bel olam haba. There's a difference between someone who has a 5-hour halacha seder on Shabbos afternoon and someone that learns for a couple of minutes every single day. A kviz, that makes one a bel olam haba. Kviz. Little story throughout the day, aside from something big. What's Torah Shabbat's not written for? What are we going to be in there for? What do you think it is? History. So much Chochmas Achayim. It's what it's there for. It's there for us to learn. Torah is not Bible stories. I hope Chumash is something we take for granted. Of course, you got to learn Chumash. Not just Daven up Shnayim Mikra if you manage to do that. But to learn and know Chumash. And then of course Gemara, that's where the neshama of a man is. And that without question is what transforms us most. There's got to be a serious Seder. A Seder where you're learning and growing and you're learning. You should not just be passive listening to someone else's shir and trying to stay awake because you had a hard day. Learn, grow, be big. That's what it means to be a Jew. Men, women, children, that's what the whole nation is all about. That's what identifies us. Yichach maschem, that makes us different. We celebrated Pesach. We were taken out of Mitzrayim and made different than the rest of the world. In what way? That was Kabbalah Zohar. It was for the sake of being wise, the Amchochem Benovim. That makes us school in the Kalamim. Learn, 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 because that is what life is all about. So yes, I'll join in the appeal. Do you want to be big? Do you want to be small? Chas v'shalom, do you want to go through a life and not grow? That's tragic. And it'll be embarrassing forever and ever and ever. And when you get up there, everyone's going to look around and see you bickering the same way you did when you were a newlywed. Be big. Learn, grow. Ki hen chayenu, that's our life. Ki chachmas. Yirotz mi Hashem. May Hashem bless us with a ruach chochma, a desire to want, a desire to learn, a desire to grow, a desire to be bigger. Encourage one another. Grow together as a community. And really be members of the Am Chochum Genovoi, true Jews. If you make a good Kabbalah, you have the right to celebrate Shavuos because you understand that's what makes us special. Learn well and have a wonderful Yom Tov.